This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome to Geek and Sassy. This is Jennifer Smith here with my wonderful and beautiful co-host, Miranda. Say hi, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
I've decided that's just going to be our intro from now on. Just say the same thing. Make it short and snappy and classy, just like us.
Boop, boop.
we are back with an episode sooner than later,
right?
As opposed to some of our last couple of episodes. But the reason for that is we're going to be talking about fall TV. And there's a whole ton of stuff to talk about. But before we get to that, I wanted to tell you guys about something that happened in my house.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so going on 3 weeks ago, we finally bit the bullet, and Ethan has been asking for like months and months for a cat, a kitten, and I finally found a cat that needed to be rehomed, and she came from a loving home, but the girl says that her other cat was very mean to this little cat, and her name is Libby, and she's like a year old. So we just wanted an indoor cat, and she says she's strictly indoor. I'm like, okay. So she brought all of her stuff, and Libby's been living here for about 3 weeks. And I don't know where Libby goes. Like, she's a ninja cat. She's a ghost cat. I don't know, but she eats at night. I can hear her eating at night, and I'll catch glimpses of her very rarely. But there's an animal just living in my house, and I've looked under the beds, in the closets, under every piece of furniture. I have no idea where this cat goes to hide.
I know where she goes.
Tell me.
Well, see, my brother Eric used to have a cat just like this, whose name was Moo. And then when I met him and learned about this shit like this that Moo did, we renamed him Dr. Moo, if you get where I'm going with this. Because you could go through that house and close every single door in the house. Every window, everything was closed. There's no Moo. Like you did. Look through the cabinets, through the closets. There's no fucking Moo anywhere.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you turn around and he's sitting right beside you going, meow. And you're like, where the fuck did you come from? Because I've checked every cabinet. Every door in this house is closed. Every window is closed. You were not in any of those bedrooms. You were not in this living room. So where the hell did you come from? So we finally decided that Moo hops like the doctor does from like to different dimensions and different times and different. Yeah. So I think Libby must be a descendant of Dr. Moo somehow. Because
that makes perfect sense to me.
And that's what Libby does. Libby's like, haha, just kidding. Pop! And
yeah.
She's going doing like her thing. And then at night she's like, man, I'm really hungry. That's where the food is. So she pops back in.
Right. And so, yeah. Like, the girl who gave her to us, she texts me, like, quite frequently, you know, trying to check up on her, keep tabs on her. And I'm like, you know, she's eating. She comes out at night. Like, we would love to love on her. And she's like, you're just going to have to, like, get her and just, like, make her love you. I'm like,
oh, because that goes well for most people that, like, yeah. Like the words make the cat love you. Just
right.
Don't
it just
sound very
work.
Appealing to me.
Yeah. First of all, I'm just never going to be that person anyway. Like, if that cat wants some loving, she'll come to me. But I don't want her to, like, think that we don't want her. So when I look for her, my intention is to, like, gently, like, you know, rub on her and pet her and talk sweet to her and make, you know, try to get her more familiar with us. But, I mean, I just have no idea where she goes.
I'm telling you, she's going to a pocket dimension.
That makes sense. The other night, and I know I keep harping about this, but it's crazy because the other night, all of her stuff's in the hallway, and I could hear her eating. So I got out of bed, and I crept to the doorway, and I turned on my flashlight real quick on my phone. She was gone. I was like, I just heard her eating in here. Where did she go?
Pocket dimension.
So it's Doctor, crazy.
Yeah, she is somehow related to Dr. Moo, and those two are going to a freak. Like, it's so bad that when Eric moved over to Enterprise from Ozark, Moo wouldn't come with him. Like, he won't leave that house that Eric used to live at. It's very creepy. This cat, like, my husband was creeped out by this cat. So, sounds like little Miss Libby there somehow is related to Moo and their pocket dimension traveling together.
I'm going to start calling her Libby Moo.
There you go, Libby Moo.
I just feel bad for Ethan because, you know, that's the reason that we got the cat is so he could play with her and love on her and cuddle with her. And it's like, that's not happening.
And tell him that she's playing hide and seek. It's just a huge fucking game of hide and seek and that he has to find her. And you're going to tire him out because that's all he's going to do is be looking for the cat.
No, he's like me. He's like, she'll come out when she's ready, I guess.
See, my kid would be like,
she has to get used to us. And he accepted that. So he's taking it all really well. It's just I feel bad for him.
Well, she will eventually leave that pocket dimension and decide that, you know, she needs your attention. She needs you to have attention on her. Because that's how cats are.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the drama for my house. What about you?
Well, you know, last week while all of us down here were preparing for Irma, my son decided that while we were in the middle of Walmart, we went to the water aisle. No, people, I was not there for water because I already knew there was no water. We were there for Gatorade because it's in the water aisle. And he sees all the water missing. And he sees all the people, like, pushing each other through that aisle. Like, literally, there were some rude people. I ain't even kidding. And they were being really rude to each other. Like, just trying to get past each other to see if they could maybe spot, like, one thing of water. And Caden, out of nowhere, screams at the top of his freaking lungs. And it's like, oh, my God. It's not the end of the world.
How did that go over?
Well, I'm, like, everybody just kind of stopped, which I thought was great because, you know, the whole point was everybody was pushing and shoving and being assholes. And I was like, man, we just here for a regular Gatorade. This is like a weekly Gatorade thing. This is not because Irma's happening. Like, can I just get it, please? And everybody just kind of stops and look at me. And some people are laughing and some people are looking at me like, really? How would you allow your child to say that? Mm-hmm. And I just shrugged my shoulders and I went, well, he's not wrong. And what old man was like, I like you, buddy. You're going places. That old man was great. Because then he stood and talked to Caden for 5 minutes because Caden had on his shirt that said Powered by Bacon. And he was like, you go in places, buddy. So that, it's not a cat hopping to pocket dimensions. Yeah. That's the kind of things that my kid has been doing. Yelling at people in public, telling them that Irma was not, which I mean, a lot of, we did kind of think it was going to be worse. So maybe we should listen to my kid the whole time, but you know, whatever.
Tensions were high, but, luckily we didn't get it too bad here.
My front backyard looked pretty, I mean, I'm not going to lie.
There's some limbs, but
there's limbs and branches and shit everywhere. And you know, the week before that, when we had the dregs of Harvey come through, I parked my car out front, where you park when you come, like in the, like right off the driveway there in the front yard itself. And when that came, when the Harvey crap came through, I was like, of all the times, I never park here. And then a branch fell on my hood and I have a dent in my hood now.
Oh, great.
So Jerry parked there, his truck. Not the new car, but the truck was parked there through all of Irma, right? The whole fucking thing, which was highly worse than that storm that just blew through from Harvey. Not a dent, Not a scratch. There are limbs and branches and whole chunks of tree all the way around that truck. But not a one thing touched his truck.
Well, that's
interesting. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Maybe his truck was in a pocket dimension.
Well, his truck that was in a pocket dimension already has dent and dings. Mine didn't. I don't appreciate it.
All right. So we're going to try to just talk about a couple of reads. And I don't think either of us have a download this week because we're going to try to keep things focused on streams / fall TV.
Right.
Preview. So, what do you have for your reads?
All right. So, in sticking with, we're just going to talk about one. I actually have a pretty thick graphic novel that is a continuation of a book series, which is a highly recommended book series called The Lunar Chronicles by Marissa Meyer, excuse me. And the graphic novel was a way to continue the story and still give people what they wanted, but like in a different manner. And this book is freaking amazing. If you follow my, because you guys know I have like multiple Instagrams. So if you follow my Book Nerds Instagram, then you've already seen a picture. It is all done in like a couple of different shades of bluish gray, black, and white. So it's not extensive coloring, which I think is, which adds to the story, adds to the depth of everything. And the gentleman, that did all the art, Doug Holgate. I was looking at some, I was not familiar with him before this, and I was looking at some of his other art, and I don't know, I just think he is able to convey things in pictures that many artists aspire to be able to convey. So basically I'm giving him really high praise. I think he just does a fantastic job. He took things out of a book, because, you know, often comics do turn to a chapter book form book. Mm-hmm. And then we already have this thing set in our mind because it was a comic book first. So we already have, like, we already know when you pick up those books that, like, the one that you and I talked about before, the Black Widow one, like, you already know what she looks like. You already know how she's supposed to be, how she carries herself because she was a comic book character. Mm-hmm. This gentleman took characters from a book and created them in graphic novel comic book form. And as someone who has read the series, I felt like he did an amazing interpretation of each character from this story. And I could say, even if you hadn't read The Lunar Chronicles and you just wanted to go straight to reading these graphic novels. And what's really funny is at some point, Jenny and I need to like video ourselves recording this because I'm actually holding the book and waving it around like you guys can see it right now. It's so funny. It's like, here, Jenny, can you see this? So the cover is stunning. It's like one of the few times that there's actually a few pops of color that are not those blue, bluish grays, blacks, brown, you know, whites. So the cover is really stunning. And I borrowed it from the library, actually, because somehow I didn't know that this was out. And number two will be out, like, just a few months, I think. So I would highly recommend this. And as I was saying, I feel like it's one that even if you hadn't read, like, physically read the other books that this came from, you would be okay. Obviously, there are things that are going to start right off the bat that tell you who people are now. Like how things are going for them now, because this is, like I said, after mm-hmm. that storyline has finished. But even with that, because I had someone else already read it who had not read The Lunar Chronicles, and she's like, you know what? I don't care that it told me A, B, and C. This makes me want to go and read those books now. And she was just really excited about it, too. So
oh, that's cool.
I'll be getting number two for sure. And check your library. If you're here in Enterprise, as soon as I decide to return it, you can check it out. But I feel like if Enterprise has it, Dothan definitely should, because you guys usually have more than we do.
Who's the author?
So it is, Marissa Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. Meyer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and look up the guy that did the artwork, Doug Holgate. He's pretty awesome.
Holgate.
Pretty awesome.
I'm going to... I actually got caught up on a lot of comic books.
What?
Because, you know, I was so behind. But I caught up on Green Lanterns, Titans, Batman, Hal Jordan, Wonder Woman, Green Arrow. So I'm doing better. I still have to get Jessica Jones, Dr. Aphra. I have a lot of those to read. And a couple of little scragglers. But the one I wanted to talk about, of course, I've talked about her a lot, but I want to talk about this because I'm interested to know what other people think about it, if anybody is still reading it. Wonder Woman number 30 is the last book in the five-part kind of arc written by Shay Fontana, who took over from the original creative team.
Right.
And I wasn't really that high on the first couple of issues. But in this issue, number 30, it's called Heart of the Amazon. I think it does the best that it can to wrap up this little story. It's not as bad as some of the other. And the other ones weren't really, like, bad. They don't compare to what came before it in Rebirth. So it's been kind of hard to adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I can say about this arc is Etta Candy is really good in this. Better than Wonder Woman, honestly. She has good lines. She looks good. Like, some of her panels look better than Wonder Woman panels to me. I enjoy Etta as a character. So I was kind of digging her in, especially in this issue number 30. So that's the good part. The bad parts are the art is just not that great for me. Wonder Woman, I just don't like how she's drawn. I don't like how Steve's drawn. I don't like the layout really that much. There's a couple of good panels, but the color looks off. I don't know. It's just not my style. Not my preference. The eyes look weird. Anyway, so,
faces has been your thing in another one too.
Yeah,
faces are important. Well, they are important. That's like people going to a tattoo artist and getting a face, and I'm like, I hope you researched and vetted this guy well, because they're hard, man.
It's like I'm just flipped through it, and it's just inconsistent because I can see something in a panel that like is interesting, and then like right across the way, I'm just like, I don't know, that doesn't look good. And maybe I'm just being nitpicky about it, but, and the story was okay. Basically the bad guy was trying to weaponize Diana's blood. He creates these quote unquote super soldiers from Diana's blood.
Okay.
And not the most original thing, mm-hmm. that's ever been written, but, it's okay. It's just okay. But I am excited for the new arc to come up in issue 31, with a new writer and a new artist, and it will be focused on Wonder Woman's brother, Jason, which is kind of like a thread from, Geoff Johns, Justice League stuff. So, I think it'll be good.
Good.
I'm hopeful for the new stuff and for Wonder Woman issue number 31. I think it comes out later this month. So that's my one book that I chose.
Cool. I think you made a good choice.
And I back
I know it. That you had a love-hate relationship with them.
Yes. And now I'm just like, it's like, meh.
That's the world of comics, though. Yeah. Is, yeah. I mean, you'll pick a lot and you'll be on a high for them for a while. And then you're like,
It's a roller coaster. It is.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
All right. So I guess if we want to kind of incorporate streams, because at this point, at the time of this recording, there are a few new TV shows that have already started. Mm-hmm. So we will kind of start here, and I think you've seen one and I've seen one. And then on the second half, we'll do a more comprehensive list of things that are coming up.
Yes.
So what do you have that is new and premiered this past week?
So new and premiered, actually, I think it's, we just had our second episode. It started on the 5th, which, God, is it really are we, like, we're already halfway through September?
Okay. Yeah, we are.
All right. Anyway, so my first one, there was one that happened back in August that my son said we had to tell everybody about. It's called OKKO something. Shit. For the life of me. I'm doing great. Way to go, Mom. You're a great mom.
It's called some bullshit. I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. KO. Let's Be Heroes on Cartoon Network.
Okay.
And he says that everyone should watch it. So I promised him. I don't let him listen to us, so I don't know how he would have really known. But at the end of the day, my kid would have known. He would have been like, you didn't tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, Ethan likes to tell me what I need to talk about on Geek and Sassy a lot.
So that aired at the beginning of August. I've watched a couple of episodes with him, and it's actually not too bad. And I like when a cartoon, which Cartoon Network is really good at making things that could be for adults or for kids. Like, yes. They're really good at that. What I really liked about the few episodes that I've watched with him is that the kid in the show and his mom are super duper close. And
aww.
Yeah, and she has, like, when she's, you know, she says encouraging and positive things to him, and they're superheroes. Like, I really don't know how to freaking describe this show, to be honest with you. But the episodes I have sat and watched with him, or he's watched while I've been sitting here, you know, playing on my iPad or doing whatever, I've not been, like, there's some shows I'm like, oh my God, I'm not watching this. and this is not one of them. So I would recommend it, whether you have kids, don't have kids, whatever. So there, my child, because like I said, he'll know that I didn't. So yeah, I promised him that we would talk about that one. So
okay.
That it's been taken care of, fulfilled. And one that already aired, I haven't watched, I think you've started maybe, uh-huh. That I have every intention of, is The Tick.
Oh, yes.
Because I watched the pilot, like, yes. The pilot that, yeah. They put out, like,
last year. A while year. Ago, yeah.
Right. I watched that and was sad there weren't any more.
Yes. It's and good. Is it just me?
Was there somebody, like, have actors changed, or am I thinking?
No, you might be thinking of Patrick Warburton, because.
No, I remember Patrick, okay. Warburton in, like, the original Tick, because right. I will one day marry Patrick Warburton. I don't know this, but I will. So, no, I was just, for some reason, when I started watching clips and pieces, I will say the song that has been redone for that show.
Uh-huh.
So it's done by Bastille, and it's Basket Case, which she was a Green Day? Green Day song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day. That is phenomenal. And I have heard a lot of people giving Bastille crap, but I just want to say that song, the way they did, is absolutely phenomenal. So.
Yeah, they cliff hung us, and they gave us like, what, 6 episodes,
yeah.
Of Tick, and so we won't get the rest of them until 2018. I don't know if they're already done with them, or were they waiting to finish? I don't know, but why could you not just really drop good. The whole season?
Right.
But, yeah, I will. And I'm not, no spoilers, but it ends on a cliffhanger. But it is very, very good. I like it a lot. It's funny. It's really, really funny.
I know. Cade was like, can I watch that? And I was like, actually, you can. So it's good. Like, I've watched, like, the first episode. Of course, I saw the pilot back however long ago. And it's pretty good. It's good.
And that one's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime. Highly worth Prime membership now. Like, all the stuff that you're getting with it. But I had one, the main one that was one that I wanted to talk about, which remind me, Jenny, because we've talked about this so many times and I truly can't remember. You have seen past seasons of American Horror Story.
Ooh.
Right?
I kind of like vaguely keep up on like what the theme of the year is going to be. And,
right.
But nah, not really.
I couldn't remember. I knew you'd like watched it here and there, paid attention to the theme, but I wasn't sure how invested in it you were. I knew you weren't currently or recently invested. I just couldn't remember. So it is one, because if you guys have been listening to us now, then you know that I have my whole last season, that I repeated over and over and over, or all past episodes rather, is always Ryan Murphy, Don't Let Me Down. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be saying that I feel like a lot again this year.
Because did it not end up not being that good last season?
Well, it's debatable. Because like our friend Susan really enjoyed last season.
Okay.
And then I watched the whole thing going, what the fuck? Mm. Like once, the premise was super cool last year. And the first couple episodes were kind of cool. And then it, like, as the season went on, I was like,
so
because I remember you asked me, so how many episodes do you go in before you give up?
Right.
And I said, well, it's American Horror Story. I got to complete this. Okay. Like, I'm in it to win it now.
All right.
And it's kind of the same with this season. So this season is cult. It does stem around the most recent election that we held, which I'm going to try. Well, no, it'd be easy to. This is going to be a hard show to talk about this year. And I'm only going to be honest because one of things Jenny and I have always agreed on is that we wouldn't talk politics. The problem is this show is a lot of political viewpoints from all sides. It's not just one. It shows the good and the bad of all sides. The first episode makes you think that this whole season's going to swing one way, like left or right. So the first episode had a lot of people saying, if it's going to be to this all, I don't want to watch it, or, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. And then the second episode kind of swung all to the other direction. So I think they're really going to play both sides of that political viewpoints there. But it was cult. So I kind of jumped in, and, you know, American Horror Story stays really hush-hush about, like, they don't even release usually full trailers until, like, a couple of weeks before each season comes out. Like, they give you, here's the premise, here's what it's going to be about. And they're like, here's one word, cult.
Right.
And you're like, okay. So far, I will say, based on that, based on, oh, it's going to be cult, I'm not seeing it. Like, I ask people to send me quotes, like send me things like you did on our Twitter. So on our Instagram, I kind of talked about the same thing. And even James and Susan chimed in again, of course, with different things that they thought. It is being very highly talked about currently. A lot of people are already saying, you know, this person needs to go, or, you know, things like that. James is doing his thing that he always does, saying that he's going to give it time. He feels like, you know, where I love him for that. Like, I swear, every time James is always like, well, I'm going to reserve judgment. Mm-hmm. And Susan already likes it.
Yeah.
Crack me up. So, the James and Susan front are kind of their typical front. She already likes it from everything I can read from her, and James is still kind of reserving judgment. My cousin's wife, that she was asking for, you know, people's opinions, I want to say, yesterday. And she brought up a good point because we were talking about the cult thing. And I asked her, you know, hey, can I use this on podcast? And I know she never cares. But they mentioned the cult thing, which I'm kind of trying to come back around. So I genuinely thought there would be more of a cult aspect, which everyone that's kind of like knows the premise. There's a lot of clowns. It's about, it's like very into current political events. You know, it starts on, like in episode one, it is election, like it is election night. And it starts with, you know, who's current president, who didn't make, like, and it's people, it's the reactions to that, that of the families that you're going to be following. So, and then a lot of the alumni are back. So it's following, it's right there, very first episode, starting with Sarah Paulson and her family and their reactions to, you know, the fact that Trump has won, basically.
Gotcha.
And I immediately in that episode, the clowns start pretty early. And it's, Sarah Paulson has a huge clown phobia, like beyond anything that I've ever seen of anybody before. She has all kinds of phobias. Like basically she jacked up. That's all I know to say. She got all kinds of like she, in her counselor's office, there's like a piece of coral and she can't, she's like, oh, it just, she plays it so well. That she does. She does such a good job. She's such an amazing actress.
She is.
But she's like creeping out over this piece of coral and she's like all the tiny little openings in the, and you can see her. She's like trying, she's gagging. And
ew.
Like, yeah. She can't handle it. Like for whatever reason, honeycomb, cause you know, bees are been in the, so the bees finally came into to episode two. She can't honeycombs, like actual honeycomb. Cause like the holes in the, like for whatever reason, she's completely creeped out of that. But so far she's terrified of clowns and these clowns keep showing up. And they keep doing horrible things, violent things. Of course, there's clown sex because why would there's Ryan Murphy, right?
Yeah.
And they creepy clowns too. Like, I'm not one of those, like, scared of clown people. And I will just say there's a few of these clowns that I'm like, oh, you got to go. I don't like you. There's one that he has a face on every side. So he has, like, five faces around this clown mask he wears.
Oof.
And the noses are super long, like banana-y noses. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He creeps me out. I don't know why, but that one just creeps me out for some reason. And Twisty's back, which I liked Twisty. Yeah, I liked Twisty. He's great. She's super freaked out by these. She keeps seeing him everywhere she goes. She keeps, like, keeps having these meltdowns, and her wife is like, I can't put up with much more of this. And now their son is seeing clowns. And I'm pretty sure they're really there. Like, I'm pretty sure she's not making this up. I'm pretty sure I figured out who a couple of the people are that are actually clowns, if that makes sense. But cult, there's not really a cult yet. Well, I'm not seeing a cult aspect yet.
Mm-hmm.
But my cousin's wife was like, I wonder if the clowns that we all keep seeing, because they're in a group. They do all this, and they do all this like mayhem in a group. She's like, I wonder if they are the cult and we're going to get to the end and they're going to somehow have convinced Sarah Paulson's character to like have joined their cult.
Would you say that they're like an insane clown posse?
Which did you really just I'm going to, you know what, Ryan Murphy, I will die fucking laughing if you decide to use some old ICP in your
that would be a bit show.
I mean, it would be befitting. It would be befitting. I could see people. What is it that Ethan and Caden are always screaming? Oh, hashtag trigger warning.
Triggered.
Right. I could see this show definitely being a problem area for a lot of people, like regardless of how you felt about this election. There are a lot of people that are scared of clowns in general, so there's that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on here, though, that, honestly, I still don't know how I feel about this. I understand that talking about a lot of current events are something that we should talk about in a bad and good light, but I don't know how I feel about, like, I don't know how I feel about it in my TV show that I go to escape all that shit.
Right. I think that's part of Ryan Murphy's, his hook, you know, is trying to make people uncomfortable.
He's great at making people uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think that's part of why he makes the art that he makes. to say something very specific, but.
Oh, I think that's a perfect way of putting it. I just feel I'm going to be screaming a lot of, oh, Wine Murphy, don't let me down again this year. Because I do have high hopes for American Horror Story. And if you go back to, like, the seasons that were people's favorites, I think we're getting a little bit away from those. But he has a reason that he does everything. And at the end of the day, even though last season was not my favorite, he put out a good product. And from what I understand, he even gained a few new, what is it they call them, horotics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he gained some new people from last year and then from the season before. So starting with Hotel and then again last year, he's gained new people. But I'll tell you right now, Colton Haynes, you guys remember him from Arrow?
Mm-hmm. Red Arrow.
Right. Oh, my effing Lord. He is one hot detective in this show.
Oh, is he?
Oh, my God. His hair is, like, white blonde. And he's in, like, suits. Because he's a detective. You know, and they don't usually dress in, like, a police uniform. Which, you know, I got a whole spill on that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's in suits. And that hair, I don't know why, but it very much fits him well. I was going to say suits him well, but then I realized I've already said the word suit like 5 times. That's my fucking big word of the day.
My prediction is that he turns into a clown.
I do have a prediction with him because sneak preview of episode 3, he's asking a lot of questions, and I predict that he is somehow than just being the detective that is working all these cases that keep happening around Sarah Paulson's family. The little boy that they have this year playing, because, you know, they always have a kid to some extent, and the little boy that's playing her son is just stinking freaking adorable.
Aww.
He's got, like, this fluffy curly hair and these big old glasses. And he's supposed to be somewhere between Ethan and Caden's age. Because I want to say they say he's, like, 7 or 8, maybe. So.
Okay.
He's adorable. And, yeah, Colton Haynes is just freaking hot.
Maybe he'll come back to Arrow with that same hair.
I don't know. But with that hair, it'd be great. He probably won't, but. That would be nice. I don't know why I find him so much. I found him hot already, but I don't know why with that hair. I'm just like, oh, my God. Jesus, hold me.
All right. We're already getting bogged down in the one show. Okay.
It's okay.
I watched the Orville. I want to say Orville, but I think it's Orville.
I was going to ask you. I think it's Orville as well.
I think it is, too.
But I want to say Orville, like Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah. It came out on the 10th on Fox, and this is the sci-fi comedy with Seth MacFarlane.
Another hottie.
Adrian Pilecki and somebody. Anyway, somebody from ER. This is what I recognize.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll find his name.
Anyway, so I liked it. It was an hour long for the pilot. I don't know if the rest of the episodes are an hour long or not.
I want to say no. I want to say I was, because I did a little bit of research on that one, and it's not going to always be on Sunday. Is that correct? Like, it's moving?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's going to move.
Moving to Thursday?
Thursday.
Okay.
And it's later on in the season, I think.
No. It moves to Thursday on the 21st.
Okay. That'll work. Yeah. They put it after Gotham, and they moved Gotham. That's right.
Gotham.
Anyway, I don't see how it would really work as a 30-minute show, but
really,
maybe because it's heavily influenced to me by Star Trek The Next Generation. Which I like, because I love that show. And it actually looks really good. Like, the CG is pretty dang good. The ship does cool stuff even in the beginning, even in the first episode. Stuff that you never saw the Enterprise do.
We have the ability to do a lot more now than we did when TNG was
out. Yeah, you're right. Seth MacFarlane is hit or miss. Like, he's mostly okay, but I don't want to see his face. Like, his face bothers me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, his voice is great, and he's funny. And he's actually, he can pull off this captain role that he's got going on. But something about his face, I don't know. I don't like it.
See, and I think he's pretty. Like, not Colton Haynes pretty, but he's pretty to me. I don't know.
And then Adrian Pilecki is just, she's okay. She's a little wooden. But it's just the first episode, so I can see her getting better.
That's what I was going to ask, if you thought maybe each character would grow on you, each actor would grow on
you. Yeah, definitely. A lot of the special effects makeup looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to like it, honestly. I can see it turning out to be really good. It's basically kind of has the same premise as Star Trek, honestly. But he is a captain who has, he found his wife in bed with somebody else. And a year later, he's kind of put in a terrible performance over the past year. And, but for some reason, they're giving him the captainship of this little, kind of like a mid-level ship. And, you know, it's not their flagship or anything. But they're letting him captain it, and his ex-wife ends up being the first officer. So
I saw that in the preview. That made me giggle.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I think we're going to see cool aliens and interesting sci-fi stuff in that show. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good.
Does our lovely Professor Gray make an appearance? Because he does, doesn't he?
Professor Gray.
Well, that's not his real name, but that's what I'm calling him right now. From Legends.
Oh, yeah. Victor Garber. He has...
Yes, thank you.
Like, maybe two or three scenes. And he's always awesome. So, going forward, the Midi Project starts its final season. Sad. Sorry to hear that.
I don't watch that one, but I know that's a good one for you.
I love that show. It's on Hulu, and it started on the 12th.
I can't believe it's past the 12th already. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And by the time this comes out, this will be past too. But on the 15th, there's a show on Netflix called American Vandal.
I looked into that, but I would need you to tell me just some brief bit, if you don't mind.
The long and short of it is that it is a mockumentary that pokes fun at crime documentaries, because the crime in this case is a boy who's been accused of drawing dicks all over the cars in the parking lot at school. And so they honestly, when I watched the trailer, I thought
it
was...
that. You were like, I need this to be real.
I thought it was fake. I was like, surely this is not a show on Netflix. And then damn sure it is. So it has this real super serious tone to it. Like, they want to find out who drew the dicks. And this guy who's accused of drawing the dicks, he really didn't do it. He's, you know, being falsely accused. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to watch that.
Oh, I'm totally watching it. Like, once our friends were like, no, it's real, I was like, oh my God, I'm watching it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, probably run and watch it the day it comes out just because so much stuff is coming out. But it's definitely going in the list.
Okay, so.
What day was that again?
That's
that was
the 15th.
That's Friday, like yeah, in tomorrow. Just a couple days. Yeah. Okay. And do you have anything before? So my day would be the 18th. Do you have anything before?
Actually,
the
18th? I do. On the 17th.
Uh huh.
This is like real super like nerdy to me. I adore Ken Burns documentaries on PBS.
Oh yes, the Vietnam War.
The Vietnam War. So that'll start on PBS on Sunday the 17th, and that's a freaking 10-part, 18-hour documentary.
Yes!
10 years in the making.
Sorry, I love when it's like, this is a 7-part?
Yes.
12-hour
documentary.
I mean, I'm the one that sits through North and South for like the 15th right. time, and you know right. how long North and South is.
I think that's going to be just, it's going to be really fascinating.
Well, Jerry actually, because you know, he has a hard time sitting down and watching TV anymore. Mm-hmm. And he actually was like, hey, could you set that to record? So, yeah. Might have to talk about that one some throughout the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But that's what I have before the 18th.
Okay. On the 18th, really, the only thing that premieres that night is Dancing with Stars. It's season 25. The only reason I will be watching this year is because there are couple of interesting people. Frankie Muniz is going to be on there.
Ah.
Yeah, and he's just like adorable. He's still like a kid. Like, he's just so adorable. And then one of the Scott brothers from HGTV.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw that. Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to and then Vanessa and Nick Lachey. They're competing against each other.
Okay.
And there was one other part. Oh, the girl that played, she was on Pretty Little Liars. So I kind of wanted to just watch. I don't know that I will. I don't know. It's hard. That was one of those that you kind of have to watch live or like almost. So I don't know if I'll be able to and like really commit to voting and stuff. But right. I'm going to watch until it bores me or until all those people are gone because that's the only reasons why I'm even remotely still at this point watching this show. So,
all right. And so the next day on the 19th, there's a Netflix thing coming out called Jerry Before Seinfeld. So it's Jerry Seinfeld stand up, which I love.
He's great.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Of course.
On the next day, the 20th, The Good Place comes back on NBC.
Yes! And if you haven't watched season one, it is all on Netflix, so go watch it.
I that show didn't hold my attention, although I do think Kristen Bell is adorable.
She's adorable. Ted Danson steals my heart.
I know a lot of people like that show.
I really, like, that was one last year when I picked it. I was like, I don't know how long this will last or if it'll even get a second season because the concept. But then I watched the first episode and I was super into it. So I'm very, very excited for a second season.
And then the very next night, something else you will be very excited for is Gotham.
Yes!
On the 21st, which they moved up a week.
They did.
I guess because it's going up against all the other stuff that's happening.
Right.
The next week.
I'm excited for season 4. I heard a lot of previews from the cast when I went to that convention this summer. So I actually am very, very excited to see where season 4 is going to go.
Awesome.
And then that night they're going to move the Orville, which I will be watching, but I didn't watch the first episode. Right. So they're moving that show for you guys to 9 p.m. That's its new time slot, it says.
All right, and moving forward to the 24th, you have Star Trek Discovery.
And I definitely want to check it out.
And this one is it's a little different because you have to have your, it's the CBS Access, what is it called?
CBS All Access.
All Access,
mm-hmm.
Which I do not have, but we'll have to acquire.
I think... You can get you can try it, like try it before you buy it, kind of all access. I used to have all access. I want to say it's the problem is it's like an additional $6 a month. And after you pay for Hulu and Netflix and all this, you're kind of like dollared to death for the subscription. So but I want to say there's a way that you can try it. So you could try it. You could watch the first episode. And I know you probably need a couple episodes, but you could try it and watch it and then cancel the subscription.
I watched the trailer again today. It's a well-done trailer.
It is.
They lean heavy on the drama, which is good because it kind of gave me a little bit of a Battlestar Galactica feel, just because they seem to focus on the relationships. So that's part of what made that show work on top of the sci-fi stuff.
Well, if you remember, there were several Star Trek relationships.
Right. So, you know, I know it had a bunch of trouble. You know, I know it was
right.
It was just one thing after the next with that show. So I'm really hoping that they manage to pull something together that's worthy of a Star Trek title.
And I'm going to be honest. For some reason, I'm already hearing like really negative things about this new Star Trek. So I really hope that's not the case. I really hope that, you know, for all those people that have been Star Trek fans for generations, you know, because I became a Star Trek fan because my mother was a Star Trek fan and she watched it with her mother and father. And I just hope that all the nasty that I'm hearing about this is not going to be like a continuous thing. Like it's actually going to, it'll make it. And it'll
I hope
do well.
So too. So the next night, Monday the 25th, we got, a couple of different things. The Big Bang Theory comes back. I think it's what, 10th, 11th season? 11th. And then you got Young Sheldon.
I'm so excited about Young Sheldon. Yes. Which people are going to be confused by possibly because watching the preview, you can't entirely tell that this is like in the past.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to, like, you should be able to pick up on that from the clothing. Mm-hmm. Now, the mom's dress, but Sheldon's mom always dresses.
Right.
But it's Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory as a child.
And it sounded like Jim Parsons was doing the voiceover.
He does. He's like like the narrator of the show. So the little kid does talk and he says his thing, but Jim Parsons is going to be, like, narrate, kind of like,
The Wonder Years.
Yeah, The Wonder Years. I was like, what is the... Yeah, and there's a couple other shows that have done that, but like a lot like The Wonder Years, where there's the narrator to it. Or like The Lemony Snicket's Unfortunate Events that Patrick Warburton is the narrator. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, because you may be about to say the same one. On that night, the previews look funny, so I might try it. Me, Myself, and I. Did you see that one?
That was the one that I didn't look up. That one?
Oh, crap. So, it's people that we know.
Of course I had to ask.
Sorry, it's okay.
No, it's fine.
So, I liked the premise of it, essentially, is that it's the same person through John Lithgow is the old.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so John Lithgow, and then I can't think of the guy's name that's like the middle-aged version of him. I want to say he's a comedian, but I can't think of his name right now. IMDb would probably be better for this. So John Lithgow is the old version, and then there's the there's the middle-aged version, and then the like preteen. And it's stories that link together because, like I said, it examines one man's life over, obviously, about a 50-year time span because of how old John Lithgow. So it's him as – his name's Alex. So it's young Alex, old Alex, and Alex.
Okay.
Bobby Moynihan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's funny.
So that he's middle-aged Alex or, you know, current Alex. And there's old Alex is John Larroquette, not Lithgow, Larroquette. John Larroquette, and then the young boy that plays him, I'd not actually ever heard of him before.
Okay.
But, yeah, it looked like one of those, kind of like I did last year with, the one we just talked about. Anyway, I'll probably watch the first episode, maybe the second, and then kind of go from there.
Also on that night, I watched a trailer for a show called The Good Doctor on ABC, which was interesting. because that is the story of a young man with autism, and he's a savant, and he's a surgeon.
Yes.
And so there's a bunch of questions about, you know, like, what sort of things people with autism should be able to do, or...
I think they're not understanding that he is also the savant. Right. They're just looking at the fact that he has autism. And I saw in one of the really long previews, they're like, should you even be able to do that? Mm-hmm. And he's like telling them, because it's Freddie Highmore, so he's one of those kind of like Frankie Muniz that I don't think he's ever going to age.
Oh, yeah.
Because he still looks like a kid. So he think they look at him and they're like, should you even be allowed to do this?
Right.
And then he does it and they're all like in awe because he likes just saved this guy's life and none of the rest of them can figure it out.
Right.
I am pretty excited about this. I will say something that scares me is that when I looked it up on IMDb, it's only crediting each person and main characters for two episodes. So I just hope that, because what is it, CBS again? ABC.
It's ABC.
ABC. ABC and CBS are both really bad about this, mm-hmm. where they only make a couple of episodes and then they decide, oh, our viewership wasn't high enough to our standards.
Right.
We're not making any more. And then they kind of leave everybody that was interested in it.
I'm gravitating towards this one because I jumped off the Grey's Anatomy wagon, you know, a while back. So I have this void for medical dramas.
Mm-hmm.
And this might could do it. We'll see. It's from the creator of House, I think.
Which was a good show.
Was a good show. So it has potential. Looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm. On that same night, The Brave on NBC, that concept just kind of caught my attention. It's another one, like, I'll just check it out and see where it goes.
Anything else on that night?
I was looking, because that night, I mean, I'm going to be honest, that night is crammed.
It is.
Packed.
That whole week is, honestly.
This is where, this whole week that we're about to go through gets, like, really, really full. Mm-hmm. There's things that are going to be returning that I know we have friends that watch, but honestly for me, no. My husband wants to watch The Boys, but we ain't gotten all that room on the DVR. He's going to just have to watch it on the next day on the app. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check out The Brave, which you guys know how I feel about military and things like that. So I'm going to give it a go.
All right, so on the 26th, I know you have a couple of things. Your beloved NCIS.
Yes, both my – or there's three NCIS's, but both of those come back that night.
Mm-hmm.
New time slots, I think. No, same time slots. So 8 and 9, you got regular NCIS season 15, and then NCIS New Orleans season 4. Both coming back that night. And then also on Fox, I don't know if anybody watched this last season. I actually watched it on the Fox app because once again, DVR only has so much space. But The Mick, it actually is really freaking hysterical. But it's got some like drama moments because what comedy show doesn't have like real moments,
right,
you know? So it's pretty funny. I highly recommend that. I think I talked about it a couple of times before. And then I kind of want to check out the Menendez murders.
Oh, Lord. I can safely say I will not be watching the Menendez
Which
brothers.
Which kind of shocks me because you and I both really like true crime stuff.
I do, but just no. Like, no.
I don't know why. I kind of want to watch it. But
if it gets good reviews, if you say I should watch it, then yeah, but. Well, I'll have to be really bored one day. And another show that's like highly popular, but I can't go near this show for my own mental health. This Is Us comes back on.
So did you ever watch any of season one? Because you did.
No.
You did not.
No.
See, I want to so bad, but like I know a lot of things have been spoiled for me, which doesn't take away from the fact that I still want to watch it. Mm-hmm. But I know how much snotting and how much stock in Kleenex I'll have to invest.
Mm-hmm.
But the other day, Milo Ventimiglia – I can't ever say it. I've never been able to say Yeah, never. Milo was at the Notre Dame game because he's actually a Notre Dame fan. And he was talking about season two. And I was like, oh, God, you just made me want to watch it even more. But I know I can't for my sanity.
And I love me some Milo, too. But oh, I can't do that show. But I know, like, people love that show.
Oh, I've heard it has amazing, amazing reviews.
Yeah.
The next night on Wednesday, September 27th, do you have anything on that evening?
On that evening, Speechless. Speechless has been one of my favorite new comics from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that show.
I meant to watch it because you and I tend to really like kind of like why we're watching The Good Doctor or why we watched Atypical. Mm-hmm. So I meant to, and I just never got around to it. And I was like, oh, I'll watch it when it comes all the way out. So that's one I still have intentions of watching. The Blacklist is returning. You guys heard me talk a lot about that in the past. Criminal Minds season 13 left us on a cliffhanger, and there's some things going on there that they don't get their shit together. I maybe can in the show after 13 seasons, and I've been here since day one. And then following along with, I think at this point, everybody knows Miranda. I'm definitely checking out Seal Team. No question. I am checking out Seal Team.
What channel is that?
CBS.
CBS, okay.
Yeah. That's on CBS.
And then
it's actually to come on before Criminal Minds.
So. Okay. American Housewife comes back on to that night, which I'm pretty sure I finished the season.
I've heard great things about it.
It's a solid show. Like, it's a good show. It's funny, and I like the lead actress a lot. It's just one of those things that I can let it build up for, like, 2 months and then binge it in a day.
Right.
So,
right.
It's not really, I gotta watch it the night it comes on kind of show.
Of course. So that is, let's see. So we go to Thursday the 28th then.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything? I think we both got things. I know we both got things.
I got some things. I got Superstore on NBC.
Heck yeah.
Love that show.
Where would that go? Because that was a season ending. What?
Yeah, it was. And then, oh boy, Will and Grace.
Hold
Will and Grace.
Sorry.
And see, like, Will and Grace, I can see going either way. Like, I can see them just not being able to pull off that same vibe. But
you know my fear?
What?
The same complaint that you and I both had. Because we had a lot of praise, but we had the same complaint about Gilmore Girls. Because this is a reboot too.
Right.
So that would be my only fear, is that the same thing happened.
Right. And the thing about Will and Grace is that it was made in a certain time period.
Yes.
Where you could do things and you could say things in that time period that would not be funny now or appropriate or allowed.
Right. Because the whole hashtag triggered is just kind of like, tell me. certain people are just not going to be okay with this show now, that probably before, for whatever reason, would have, like, just ignored it. Now they're going to be boisterous and opinionated. And then I also think a lot of people are going to be excited about it because it does possibly pertain to them. I loved it. Like,
I loved that show.
I saw myself and Grace.
Karen is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Karen is everything.
Karen, when she's drinking, is your spirit animal.
Oh, my God. I love her so much.
Right? Like,
she's ridiculous and over the top and just petty and terrible. And, oh God, I just love her.
She's terrible, but you love her.
Yeah, she's lovably terrible.
She is. My grandmother has learned what she knows. She's like, what the fuck is a spirit animal? And then we explain it to her, and she says Jack is her spirit animal.
And the chemistry with Karen and Jack is just beautiful to watch.
Like, Karen and Jack have an amazing chemistry. Will and Grace have an amazing chemistry. The four of them as a friend group have amazing scenes, and at least they always did before. And everybody that watched it kind of knows how it ended.
Right.
So I'm hoping something becomes of that. I mean, yeah. I don't think it's too great to spoil, but, you know, obviously they leave it where, like, their children are meeting each other and they're kind of, like, doing the flirty eye, like, ooh. Mm. They don't know that they are that's Will's that, – or that's Grace's daughter and that's Will's son. They don't know that.
Which was – I did not enjoy that ending very much at all, but –
I thought it closed it and left it open too.
Yeah.
I actually liked it. I liked it.
I'm interested to see jokes wise is what I'm really looking here because I don't know how they're going to go in the humor department, you know.
For previews I've seen, they stick with the way they were before. And you know what? Honestly, that's what I want because I want Will and Grace to be Will and Grace. I don't want it to be thinned out or trimmed down because the times have changed, because times are also more accepting now too than they were back when this originally aired between, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I'm hoping that since they could say all those jokes then, they can kind of say them now.
We shall see.
Yep.
What else you got for that night on the 28th?
I honestly don't have anything else because neither one of us watch Grey's Anatomy anymore. But for those of you that watch it, that's when it's coming back.
Sure.
Now, Friday, the next night, the Magic School Bus rides again.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Yes. The Magic School Bus.
Oh, sweet.
I didn't know
the date.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the 29th and I am so But, like, I think I got more excited about this than Caden was. Mm-hmm. And so there's a new Miss Frizzle, and it's Miss Frizzle's little sister. And it's Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. Perfect casting, honestly.
I love Kate McKinnon.
I do, too.
She's fantastic. And I like the look of the new Frizzle. Mm-hmm. It is different, but it's still, you know, woohoo. Which Kate McKinnon is, so that's why I was glad that they picked her. And then, did you see the theme song? They got Lynn. Why do I always screw his name up?
Lynn Miranda Emanuel?
Yes. And I'm like, my name is in his name. How do I always screw his name up? He does the theme song for it.
That's awesome.
So I like it. And I like the new look and the crisp, you know, up-to-date. Not that Magic School was crappy, but I mean, obviously it was made in a different, you know. So, like, the different colorization and, you know, the way things are drawn for this particular new version. I'm really excited about this. The trailer was actually a pretty decent trailer. It's almost like a two-minute trailer, which is long in the world of trailers.
Yeah.
And that's on Netflix. So I will probably be watching all of that because that is it shouldn't be, you know, a hard one to – I see Netflix only giving us like 12 episodes, so.
Not too bad, honestly.
Right, you should get it done pretty quick.
As far as network goes, on the 29th, MacGyver.
You know, the sad thing is, it turned out, because your last year, I gave it some crap, and I just wasn't sure. It turned out to be a pretty good show.
Did it?
Yeah, it actually did. I really did.
Well, here's another one for you, and let's see what you think about this. Mm-hmm. Over on ABC, Marvel's Inhumans.
Oh, God.
You know, we had to talk about this.
I knew we did, and I got it highlighted. And then, folks, it ain't highlighted because I think I'm going to watch it.
No.
Sorry, but...
No.
No.
It already actually came out in IMAX, like on the 1st or something. So this will be the network premiere of it.
And it's a 2-hour season premiere.
And this thing is just a disaster. I mean, it was going to be a movie, and then they were not going to do it, and then, it's going to be a TV show, and, we'll film some of it in IMAX, but not all of it.
So... indecisive. And I hate that I am saying this, but ABC, CBS, and NBC just needs to stay away from these shows. And they are great networks mm-hmm. that have a lot of money, mm-hmm. and you would think that they would produce something amazing, mm-hmm. but for some reason, CW found their niche, and they ran with it, and I'm excited about that still, and of course, we will have our giant CW episode, but I just don't feel like ABC has done any of these justice. Like,
No, they have not.
I really don't. And you know what? I may be eating crow after this, but I just don't see. I'm not saying I'm never wrong. I'm wrong sometimes, but I just don't see me being wrong about this.
No, I think the track record is, you know, pretty obvious. I think you're right.
I just, I'm not. I will probably watch at least a few minutes of it because it may be one of those that I can't finish it. But I guess I kind of want to hate watch it.
Even though I have no connection to these characters whatsoever. Like, I don't know anything about them. So.
Well, that's the thing. Like, okay, just putting this out there. How many, and I know because of some of the people that listen to us, they're going to be like, oh, I did, Miranda. I knew about them. Well, that's great. But I'm just saying in general, how many people actually know about most of the people that are going to be?
Oh, they're not high profile whatsoever. So.
Right. They're not whatsoever. And I think it's going to be kind of like when people, which this show is still going, but whatever. It's kind of like, it's going to be like when people turned into S.H.I.E.L.D. and they were expecting superheroes. They were expecting those Marvel heroes that you associate with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And they didn't get that. Right. And some people kept watching it and they were like, oh, well, I like it anyway. But I'm afraid people are going to check into Inhumans not entirely understanding what Inhumans is because, I mean, can you name five of them?
Well, I can just because I watched the trailer earlier today and a little thing. But
I just looked at you and said, Marvel Inhumans, go!
No, I know. No clue.
And from what I'm understanding, there is a now version of most of these people and a young version, so that intends to me that there's going to be flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Flashbacks can make or break a show.
Yeah. I think this one is already, because I watched some footage of like a Q&A and those people were just not prepared for the barrage of questions.
I watched the Comic-Con and you could see they were super, they sat at this table and they were super excited for this show and they're excited to be a part of the show. And then people started asking them questions and you could tell they were like, oh fuck, what did we get our
They content? Were not prepped. Right. It was brutal.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll hate watch that.
Yeah, a little bit. At least one episode of it.
Right.
The only other thing I have is Saturday Night Live comes back on the 30th. Okay.
It's hit or miss for me. Mm-hmm. I think we discussed this briefly last year. It's hit or miss. To me, Saturday Night Live was the old Saturday Night Live. Happened, like, for me, it was 90s Saturday Night Live.
Right.
That was the thing. The only thing is there are people, individual people, that come on the show frequently and are normal or people, regular people, guests, regular, whatever you want to call them, that I do enjoy. Kate McKinnon being one of them. You know, Amy Poehler being one of them. So.
Okay. So I think this is probably a good spot for a break.
I think so, too.
We're coming up on October.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good rolling through these, believe it or not.
I think so, too. So just stick around. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we'll finish up your fall TV preview.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the Pro Wrestling Only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Hey! Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com, and we offer those to you on three great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the original Place to Be podcast, as well as Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows, as well as the Our Vantage Point podcast and Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver quick-hit pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Psychology is Dead, Puro Potpourri, Stacy and Elliot's Bogus Journey, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Letters from Center Stage, Space City, an NWA Classics On Demand adventure, Through the Years, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Kayfabe, and much more. And on our popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, Go Home in a Box, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, Geek and Sassy, and Imaginary Stories podcasts.
You can find all these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including the Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to all of our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows plus others available on PlacementNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlacementNation.com/Amazon when shopping online, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island in Fall River, Massachusetts, TheHistoryOfWrestling.com, and Scott Keith's Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlacementNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Code 132 in progress. Armed robbery report on 6th Street. All units, please respond. Shots fired.
Take a look around me. Taking pages from a magazine. Been looking for the answers ever since we were 17. You know the truth can be a weapon to fight this world of ill intentions. A new answer to the same question. How many times will you learn the same lesson?
Welcome back to Geek and Sassy. We are continuing to talk fall TV, and we're going to start out October 1st.
Yes, we are.
Let's see, what do you have for the first?
So the one real quick I always bring up every year that I watch is the NCIS LA season 9 starts this year. They're keeping it on Sunday. I think they're effing crazy, but what it, keeping it on Sunday, the problem with that is when football games run over. I missed like the first 4 episodes of last season and ended up having to wait till I could binge it because like football would run over and something it wouldn't like it would goes ahead and record, starts recording when it says it's going to come on, but it's not even on yet.
Right.
So that really sucks.
That is frustrating.
Very frustrating. One I am super excited to try, and I hope it makes it because it looks really funny, is Ghosted.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Adam Scott. Oh, my God,
Adam Scott.
Oh, Adam Scott.
He is awesome.
Well, he's a lot of things.
Yeah, he is.
But
that show.
Craig Robinson is just. He's
hysterical. He is. They both are, honestly.
From all the previews, they look like they are going to, this is going to go great together.
I think so.
So I'm very excited about this. And I thought our list, because I have not seen it anywhere on our list, but since we're talking about Adam Scott, did you see the preview of the movie he's going to be on Netflix?
I already watched the movie on
Netflix. Did it already come out? That's why. Yes. I didn't realize it had already come out. I've put it on my list, and I've been waiting and waiting for Netflix to be like, it's here! Oh, my God.
It's pretty great. I liked it a lot.
Adam Scott's just great. And so when I found out, when I saw the Ghosted preview and then I found about the Netflix movie, I was like, these are two great, like, amazing things from Adam Scott.
You'll like it. I think it's called Little Evil or something
Something like that, where he makes this girl cursed. Her son is evil incarnate, basically.
Yeah. It falls apart a bit, but it's not too bad. But it's funny. I like it a lot.
So this Ghosted looks like it's kind of like a funny, it's going to make probably fun spoofy or spoofy X-Files possibly.
Yeah, something along those lines. That? Or something like Men in Black. Or
right, like, I loved Men in Black. They're my all-time favorite movies. So it looks to me like Men in Black and X-Files, I would say meets, but they're kind of the same thing, but not really.
Right, you pluck out the everyman and you tell him that he has to save the world and give him access to cool gadgets and paranormal shit. So it looks awesome.
And then, like, one of them is a skeptic and one of them is a firm believer. That's why I was like, X-Files, because I remember Mulder and Scully.
Right.
She was not having it at the beginning there.
So that night, you got a lot of good stuff coming back. Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons, you got Family Guy, you got The Last Man on Earth, and
Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I've only watched a lot of, but it's a good.
Yep. Something else that was interesting for me on ABC, 10 Days in the Valley, which is Kira Sedgwick is a writer, and her daughter gets kidnapped. It has what's her face from The Walking Dead in it, but it looks like there's some sort of twist, so it looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, it looked like something I would be interested in. It's just that it's one of those trying to decide if it will be added to the list or not.
Right.
So there's that.
It had a good trailer.
Right.
That helps. So the next night on October the 2nd, we've got Lucifer on Fox.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm hardcore into. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Your dog totally loves it too.
My dog is talking. I gotta let him out. So one momento, people.
He's like, oh, she's just gonna leave me in the middle of this recording. So let me just tell you, I think that earlier when we took our break, that Libby heard me talking about her because she came out of her pocket dimension, which probably resides somewhere under this bed that I podcast from. And so I saw her for a split second.
Who did we see for a split second?
Libby. I was telling everybody that Libby came out of the pocket dimension. Which, because earlier before our break, I saw her, she poked her head out and she looked at me like, what the hell are you doing in my room? And, but the door's shut, so she's stuck with me in here.
It's the day of the animals, because mine was doing a hardcore pee-pee dance. That's one you guys never hear from. He was like, let me out. No, Mom, I don't care what you are doing.
All right, so, something else on the second, which I think will be a lot better than in humans, is The Gifted on Fox.
Yes.
Is in the X-Men universe in some way. Has What's-His-Face from True Blood.
You crack me up. What's-Her-Face.
Yeah. Anna Paquin's husband, Steven something? Sure, we'll call it that.
Yeah, sure, right.
But it's about mutants, so
it looks interesting. I'll tell you, a lot of the vibe I was getting from watching the previews were heroes.
I had the exact same thought.
So I was kind of like, haven't we been here before? Didn't this not work very well?
And
but,
even,
you know,
this, even the girl looks a little bit like,
right?
Like Claire Bennett.
Claire.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. We'll see.
It's definitely worth a watch.
Right. There's another episode. There's another show on that night. It's actually on the Ovation channel. Mm-hmm. I probably can't even say this correctly. I watched the preview, but I don't remember them saying. Because, you know, I like British things, and it's set, you know, it's in London society during the World War, and I kind of liked that. But, you know, they did a lot of that in Downton Abbey. But this
right,
one is a five-star hotel during that time. And, you know, it's a glamorous five-star hotel, and it's, like, at the center of London society group. And but it's also during the war, so the you know, it's going to be the turn because a lot of things were hit hard during, you know, the First and Second World Wars. So I think it's the Halcyon.
That's right.
Yeah, anyway. So I would like to try that. It'll maybe fill that Downton Abbey void I've been having. So I'm going to try that one. And Ovation is a channel I don't know much about. So
every time I see it, I always want to call it Ovulation.
So. You know what? I did that the other day too. And I was like, is it like a women's only? But I mean, who knows? I was like, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Spelling is hard.
If you're just glancing super quick.
Yeah, know. Right?
But you miss things.
On October 3rd, mm-hmm. you got, of course, I don't really watch any of these anymore. The Middle, Fresh Off the Boat, The Mayor, which I'm not sure what that is.
I was going to go look that up. I think I do remember that one now. It's Yvette Nicole Brown, Brandon Hall, Leah Michelle.
Okay, yeah.
He's a struggling hip-hop artist who runs for mayor to promote his mixtapes, and he actually wins.
That
actually might be pretty cool to check out. Maybe we'll all check it out and just see how we feel about that. At some point, though, you got to stop and be like, okay, really? How much is time for all this?
Yeah, exactly.
But that sounds like a cool one to kind of add to your checkout list out there, folks. And then another one that I thought on that same night that would be kind of interesting to check out is Kevin Probably Saves the World.
I saw that preview, too.
Yeah, that it was really funny. And she's like, I'm here because you're going to save the world. It's Jason Ritter. So, I mean,
love me some Jason Ritter.
Right? I mean, you can't go wrong with Jason Ritter. And then, what's the lady's name that's like, it looks like she's his, like, guardian angel?
Oh, shoot.
What is her name? Oh, for the life of me. that's just gonna drive me crazy now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, it had some... You know, it has known people in it. Joanna Garcia Swisher, which everybody, you have to see her to know who she is most of the time. But yeah, like, so I'm pretty interested in just kind of another one, like, jotting it on the list, you know, if I can get to it, checking it out, because it looks kind of cool.
I don't have anything for the 4th, do you?
Let me see. No, because I believe that's a music festival that night. So, yeah, it's... You know when iHeartRadio comes on for like 4 nights in a row?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all that comes on that night. Do you have anything for the... Actually, I know we both had something that we really, really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I know a lot of people watch Scandal on ABC. I kind of fell off that wagon too, but it starts back on that night. I think it's for the final episode, the final season.
I want to say you're right, because my mom and my grandmother keep including me in Scandal conversations and Scandal group text, and I'm like, guys, I don't watch it. They love it. And my grandma, I think I remember her saying, like, this is the last of it. And
yeah, I think it's about the end.
She was doing a rewatch, actually, this summer when we went up.
I am much more interested in watching Ghost Wars on Sci-Fi.
Yes.
Because... I am tripped out by the trailer. It reminded me a little bit of like the Magicians.
Oh, The Magicians is an amazing show.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of shows in this, honestly, when I was watching the trailer.
It was a big bag of
Did you ever watch Haven that used to come on Sci-Fi?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Haven was fantastic, by the way. Ended far too soon. So I'm watching this trailer and I'm seeing old Twin Peaks. I'm seeing magicians. I'm seeing Haven specifically because of what the town, you know, what kind of happened in the town.
Right.
Haven was based off of Ace King book. So I'm seeing a lot of things. And so you're seeing the magicians as well. You kind of see anything else maybe? Or is that kind of like what stood out to you?
It something of a, I can't put my finger on it kind of vibe. It's very sci-fi feeling, but
yes,
in a good way, not in a bad way. Mm-mm. Because sci-fi has some pretty great shows recently.
Sci-fi does well at doing amazing shows, and they do well at giving you cheesy shows that it's like right. A train wreck that you just can't, like, you know, that's always the comparison. It's like a train wreck. You just can't stop looking at it. Like Sharknado and things like that. But who, like, I mean, hello, we're going to keep watching them.
Right.
But yes, they have given, when they first started doing sci-fi originals back in the day, like Eureka and mm-hmm. They've done great. They've had a few here and there that have been like, oh God, this is not real good.
And it looks like I don't recognize any of the names on this show.
The boy, hang on. The boy, he actually was on a Freeform, formerly ABC Family, TV show that I thought would go further, and it just didn't. But he's the one that's like the main character that you see in the preview. You know, the preview starts out and he's like, hey, aren't you the, and he's like the freak.
Yeah.
So he was on, and I can't remember the name of that show now. It was pretty decent, but I don't think it went past like 2 seasons. But he's from that. So I recognized him. And then there was someone that looks like they're a side character. Mm-hmm. I can't really tell, to be honest, because I can't, based on the preview and the synopsis, I can't tell who is a main character other than him.
Yeah.
But there are people in this that I've seen them in other things.
Vincent D'Onofrio's in it.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a guy. Did you watch all of Dirk Gently?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a guy that was from Dirk Gently. He was Cross on Dirk Gently. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on there.
Freaking Meatloaf is in this show. Meatloaf, y'all.
Yeah, Meatloaf.
It looks trippy. It's like paranormal, supernatural.
Right. So it's set in a remote Alaskan town. And apparently this town is completely overrun with different paranormal forces. A lot of ghosts that can do bad things to you. And this kid that's like the outcast, I don't know, to me, because we haven't watched it yet, I don't know, but I kept wanting to say, like, I got a gypsy vibe from him. Like they're going to say, oh, because, you know, because they did say his dad's a psychic, right? Isn't that what the guy says to him or something?
I think so.
He's like, oh, no, you're the psychic's kid. So I kind of got this whole, like, and a show that is, like, it has one more episode left, Midnight Texas. Mm-hmm. So that was another one that kind of, like, stood out when I was watching this preview. But I kind of get this, like, gypsy psychic vibe from mm-hmm. this kid. And they're questioning things about him in the preview. And they're like, do you think he makes these things come? Like, what happens? But the whole town obviously has a lot of things that are happening. And the kid, his character's name is Roman. Apparently he has to try to overcome the obstacles and overcome, you know, help with the things that are going on around town, as well as like personal demons, it says. And apparently his dad is a psychic. So they tell you that like in the first 30 seconds, but apparently he has repressed psychic powers.
Ah.
So
he doesn't want to see them, but he does anyway.
Right. And it's, from what I understand, based on the synopsis and the summary, this is like a mass haunting. So it's not like just a couple of people in town are being haunted. It's like the whole fucking town is being haunted. So I am highly interested in this show.
Me too.
Kind of wish I had learned about it sooner than I did, because I honestly didn't learn about it until like this week. So that tells me that either – I do know that sci-fi has not had much on lately that has been of interest to me, and typically I watch a lot of sci-fi, so maybe that's why. But it looks phenomenal. Like,
yeah, definitely doing that one. And then the next night is the 6th. Once Upon a Time comes back on ABC.
Yay!
Which I know everybody will be thrilled about.
Well, yes and no. There's a lot of cast changes this year.
That's true.
I will continue to watch, but I'm going to be honest, I don't know how. Because I know some people still needed to watch this season. They hadn't watched the past season.
Right.
But I will say, I don't know with those specific people leaving the show, how it's going to continue, because it's always been based around that show. But those characters, or those people that play those characters, have reassured that they've, you know, read parts of the new season and they feel very happy with how it is going to take place. And they feel that everyone else will be too. So I guess we'll pull a James and reserve judgment.
Has that show normally been on Friday nights?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say that's a freaking terrible time slot. But it kind of makes sense for that show, because your loyal watchers are going to follow it, and nobody's going to pick it up like now. You know what I mean?
I think it is a little late to pick it up, or if you've been gone from it a long time, it's going to be hard to come back to, because there's so much that has happened. Well, it was on Sunday before, and honestly, I would have to record it and watch it later. So maybe they're thinking, like, the people like me that have no life and prefer to stay home on Friday night. No, I just really do. Friday night is a busy night. I just prefer to stay home a lot of times, especially because it's the wind down of our week. Like, let's... So I don't know how I feel about moving. We've talked about this many, many times when we've said moving a show can make it or break it.
Yeah.
So they are moving that. And then the great Marvel Inhumans will go to that time slot.
Good Lord.
It's going to be going.
That'll be perfect for Inhumans on a Friday night.
You know what? Actually, if it ends up doing well, because like the other one that we mentioned that we're like, how are you still fucking here? Maybe because of the people that would the people that do watch Once Upon a Time, like the kinds – I don't know how to say this, because it's going to sound like I'm being mean, but – I'm not being mean, but like the type of people or the different people that watch Once Upon a Time, if you put that on at 8 and then Inhumans at 9, maybe together they would make a good combination, because pairings of shows, you have to
– Right.
Do things for shows. So maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see, on the 8th, that's my birthday. So
yes.
But I don't have any shows on my list for the 8th.
I don't have any shows on the list for the 8th either. Well, what about, and then we're kind of, honestly, guys, you're going to hate us, but the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. We're kind of glossing over, because that is CW. And as you know, we try to do an entire CW show. So,
yes, I do have a couple of things that week that I will be watching in addition to my beloved CW shows. Mm-hmm. And that is Mr. Robot on the 11th.
I thought so.
Because... oh, shit. I love that show. And then something really, really cool on the 13th is Lore, which is a anthology series based on one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, yes. I wanted to check that out, because you got me into that podcast. And then I saw just within the last week and a half that they were going to start that. And I was really excited.
Yeah, I've been keeping up, because Aaron Mankey is the one who created Lore. So occasionally on the podcast, he'll say, you know, he'll reference the TV show, give you kind of updates on it. So I knew it was coming out soon. But it looks pretty good. Like, it's from the producers of The Walking Dead. Like, Gil Ann Hurd is involved with it. So I think it's going to be pretty dang good. And I just think it's neat that you can go from a podcasting medium to a television medium.
And now which day is that one coming on again?
That's on Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's right, because it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
For some reason, it's not listed on our sheet, so I'd kind of forgotten about that one.
Yeah, I'd added it. Cool. And then the next day is the season 2 premiere of Dirk Gently.
Yes, which for some reason got left off my list, and I would totally be watching that one. I'm really excited it's coming back, and if you finished or watched season 1, then you know they kind of left us in a, like, really? Really? Here we go again?
Oh, I don't even know what lore. I don't know what platform lore is going to be on.
I
think it's
Amazon. I want to say you're correct on that, and then it was done with Amazon.
I feel like that's right.
I'm going to double check.
And Dirk Gently is on BBC America.
It is BBC America, and it's fantastic, and they left us a cliffhanger for sure. So I'm very excited about Dirk Gently. You guys are going to laugh at me, but on Monday the 16th, because do you have anything before?
No, I don't have anything for that whole week.
So on Monday the 16th, VH1, Martha Stoops Potluck Dinner Party.
Holy shit.
I know, right?
Yes. Yes.
So much yes that I can't even.
Yes.
Like I can't even. Right.
There's nothing about that title that's not awesome.
Right? The most unlikely couple of people that have become like the best of friends.
Yeah.
And they are stinking hysterical together.
They are. It's I don't know what it is. It's television. I don't know.
It's great.
What it is.
Right?
Love
it's
it.
It's amazing. I will be watching that. And then I don't have anything again until the 22nd.
I also have something on the 22nd, which is kind of a big deal. It's The Walking Dead season 8 premiere on AMC. Oh boy,
that's why I had that's why I had it highlighted, because that's a big one.
It is a big one.
Then a huge one on the 27th, which is my anniversary, actually.
Oh yeah.
Stranger Things season 2.
And more to come on that.
Oh, yes.
We'll have that another podcast about Stranger Things.
Yeah, we have a special guest podcast for Stranger Things. So we won't go into that one because we want to reserve that time that we have delegated for that, kind of like with CW.
That's all I got.
Well,
Blind Spot comes on NBC.
Yeah, it comes back on the 27th as well. Running through the last couple that are left, because they're not – I don't know why they're not starting till November, but because they're not mid-season. Mid-season would mean that it would start even later, like after Christmas, which we will probably touch on mid-seasons later because it's just a lot. But we have Mom – which comes on CBS that I have followed pretty thoroughly, and it's just a really good show.
That's
it's
November 2nd.
November 2nd. And then Shamar Moore is coming back to TV.
Oh Lord.
Oh God.
Is it SWAT?
It is SWAT.
SWAT.
And Life in Pieces, which I highly recommend that show. Oh my God.
I've been meaning to binge that one.
Oh my, you should, you would like this show.
Yeah, I know I would.
You would like this show. Jerry's actually watched it with me a few times and he likes this show. So,
Something I had on the 3rd is on Netflix. It's called Alias Grace.
Yes.
And that looks crazy as hell.
But good.
Like, yeah, but good. Really good. It's based on the work of Margaret Atwood, who wrote Handmaid's Tale. And it's, I'm trying to think of a way to describe it.
Well, it's based on a true story.
Right. Inspired by true events. It's a woman who is claiming to have short-term memory loss.
Because of a horrible event that happened that that she was accused for, perhaps wrongly accused for.
People die and she doesn't know how, and she is accused of it.
Right.
And then there's a dude that reminds me a lot of David Duchovny in that trailer. He has, he looks kind of like David Duchovny.
Edward Hawcroft?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And he kind of looked like he had a Mulder-y type role in the story.
Yeah, and he looks like a young...
He does.
And Zachary Levi's in this show.
Yeah,
too,
so. I saw that.
Oh, Zachary Levi.
But it looks like... You look like you're not really for sure, you know, if you're supposed to be rooting for her or you're not supposed to be rooting for her.
I think that's the whole point of this show is that you're supposed to guess, second guess yourself. Like, you're probably supposed to be like, kind of like with the Making a Murder documentary, for example. Do you know how many of us texted each other and was like, I think he's wrong. Like, yeah. I think he was really confused. No, maybe he wasn't. You know, and I think that's what they're trying to do in a scripted show, but that is about true events. Obviously about true events a long time ago, because it was in 1840s when being an immigrant worker was a really big thing.
Right.
And because she's an immigrant from Ireland. She's a housemaid immigrant from Ireland. So I think they're trying to kind of do the thing, that same thing. They're wanting you to second guess yourself. They're wanting you to kind of not know if she's, or maybe one of those where you think the whole time that she is wrongly accused and then comes to find out. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. It looks...
Because I remember this story, but I am wanting to say that they never truly knew whether she was
did or not.
Wrong. Right. Mm. Like, she really did it or not.
Mm.
I could be wrong about that. This show could prove us wrong. Well, and it says based on, so they could take liberties. They could take liberties.
The next thing I have, which I don't watch a show, but this is a shout out for James and Susan, Shameless on November 5th, the season 8 premiere on Showtime.
My cousin watches that too. He says it's a phenomenal show.
I've heard great things about it.
One, I just wanted to bring up because I know some people will be very excited about this. Some people may not. Mythbusters getting a new channel and a new cast. They are moving to the Science Channel and being brought back. On Wednesday, November 15th at 9 p.m. on Science Channel. Science Channel has some pretty good stuff, so I guess we'll see.
Another one that I noticed was on November 14th on Hulu. It's a new comedy series called Future Man, and it is by Seth Rogen. And it stars Josh Hutcherson from The Hunger Games.
Right.
So interesting trailer. Look that one up. You will about Seth Rogen. I mean, like, you pretty much, I mean, I think he's done a pretty great job on Preacher, but, you know, this just looks like something different. And,
you know, what's funny is if you look up his writing credentials, he's wrote a lot more than I think what people realize.
He works a lot.
Right. He does. I mean, but what I'm saying is in general, movies that did really well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was the writer. And I don't think people realize that. So I think before they dismiss dismiss and go, oh, you know, he wrote what? Mm-hmm. You know, Seth wrote. I think you should really look back at everything he's actually written before you just dismiss him as a writer for this and before you dismiss this show.
I will definitely watch that one.
I'll try it.
On November 21st, I don't have much information because I don't think we know much about it, but Marvel's Runaways comes to Hulu.
Yeah, they're pulling an American Horror Story with this one, kind of like they did with crap. Show I like that you're not watching, that you refuse to watch on CW.
Riverdale.
But you remember when they announced that one, they didn't give us the whole, they gave us pictures and that was kind of it.
Yep.
And that's kind of what they're doing here. I will tell you that I know some of the names that are going to be in this. So I'm kind of, this one I will watch. Like this one I will see. I mean, James Marsters is in it. Greg Sulkin. So I feel like they got some people. And there's other people that, like, you'll know the face, but you won't know the name.
I don't know any of the characters of the Runaways or any of that, but I know that the comic book is, like, pretty well beloved.
Mm-hmm. It is. Let's see. I guess there's more Anne of Green Gables coming.
Oh,
this is a PBS Anne of Green Gables, though. From what I understand, it's a movie on PBS on November 23rd. I know a lot of people really enjoyed stuff that has recently come out. Mm-hmm. About. So that one might be something for those people. You know, in the meantime, while they're waiting for another season, to go check that out and see what it's about.
One that I forgot to look up. I don't know if you did or not, so maybe you can tell me something about Happy on Sci-Fi.
I did look that one up, actually, and it's going to drive me freaking crazy now.
It's on November 29th.
Mm-hmm.
A new drama from Sci-Fi.
It's I do know it's based on a graphic novel of the same name. So it's Happy with an exclamation point. And it follows an intoxicated, corrupt ex-cop who has not turned a hitman. And he's kind of hanging out there in the world of being a casual murderer.
Sweet.
And betrayal. And they said apparently it's going to be rated M for mature for sure, because it says that he's kind of hanging out in casual murder, soulless sex, and betrayal. So it is definitely going to be don't let your children in the room. And then it does say after a hit that's gone wrong, his inebriated life is forever changed by a tiny, relentless, positive, imaginary blue-winged horse named Happy, who is voiced by Patton Oswalt.
Huh.
Yes. Okay. So it looked pretty interesting. It sounds pretty interesting. I have not ever read this graphic novel, but I would be interested in picking it up to kind of see, you know, based on the graphic novel, if I would want to watch the show. That novel, graphic novel is done by Grant Morrison and Derek Robertson.
Okay.
So that would be
cool.
Yeah. That would be something to check out for sure.
The only other few little things that I saw was, I don't have a date for this because I couldn't find one. I don't know if they've announced one. It's called The Secret History of Comics on AMC. And it's
I didn't see a date for that either.
It's by Robert Kirkman, so that's interesting. And then another one we don't have a date for is The Punisher on Netflix.
Right. No date for that yet.
They're being very coy with their dates.
Right.
Over there.
And that can be for multiple reasons. If you watched The Crown, which I have every intention of watching it, just have not, that's on Netflix. Season 2 will be premiering on Friday, December the 8th. So just in time for Christmas for you to have some Christmas binge-worthy action. and then, of course, 2 Christmas specials, because most all of our shows get Christmas specials, but ones that here at Geek and Sassy we pay a lot of attention to will be that Doctor Who Christmas special, of course, always on BBC, 90 minutes. And they are actually doing it on Christmas Day. So on Monday, December 5th, we get Doctor Who.
Sweet, sweet.
And then everyone, I know we have several listeners and friends that watch Call the Midwife, so they are also getting a Christmas special on that day. Same day, same time on PBS. So I guess you're going to have to DVR one and watch the other. DVR both and wait.
Boy,
and watch.
After all this, your DVR is going to be working hard.
Well, if you don't do like I do and get like 6 episodes of each thing that you decide to pick up, you should be fine.
I think that about wraps it up.
I'm very proud of us.
I know, right? We stayed on topic and everything.
Well,
for the most part.
For the most part.
Coming in at under 2 hours.
Right? So Susan can stop complaining that we're like 3 hours.
Oh, she loves us. She would never complain about us.
Or Garner the other day. Sorry, guys. You guys are too long for me to finish. Shut up, Garner. Work is not important. Listen to us. Listen to my voice.
All right. So, I was going to read some tweets. That's what I was going to read.
Read us them tweets. You know, okay. while she's getting them tweets together, mm-hmm. I tried to put a contest on Instagram to get interaction.
Uh-huh.
Because I said, you know, if you were... I don't remember what I said, but I was like... I was like, maybe... Oh, I did American Horror Story. I was like, maybe you'll be featured. Or I said, comment or tweet us with your thoughts. Maybe it'll be comments will be featured in our next episode. But I did for our first anniversary because we forgot to mention that.
Yeah, we did.
So Geeking Sassy is 1 year old. Well, now 1 year and some weeks old. But we are a year old. And I ask for comments on our Instagram. And if they commented, they would be entered, you know, for our first anniversary special. They would be entered into a giveaway for... It's just a $10 Amazon card, guys. I'm broke. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, like we told you guys before, we do this, like, ourselves. We do everything ourselves. And we have a great group at Playmates to Be Nation that does, you know, the majority of work for us. And we don't have sponsors or anything like that. So I would love to have giveaways and things like that. But they won't be often. They'll be when we can. So I did ask. If someone would, you know, anybody that commented and, you know, tell us what they thought their very favorite episode was, they would be entered into a gift card drawing. And that winner is actually going to be our good friend Nick.
Aww.
Yeah, so he actually said, obviously, the Doctor Who episode, which if you guys remember, we actually had our friend Nick on as a guest in that episode. And then, but he said the D&D episode is actually one of his favorites.
Aww.
One of his favorite episodes. So, Nick, if you hear me, I will see you soon, Sarah, for your $10 Amazon gift card.
Thank you, Nick. You're awesome.
Thank you. Yes.
And thank you to Geek and Eats for responding. I asked on Twitter what everybody was excited about to watch this fall. Mm-hmm. And Geek and Eats said The Walking Dead and Gotham. So that's one for each of us there.
See, that's why I always love him. He's so great.
Russell, our friend at Sellers Points, mm-hmm. says Stranger Things, Walking Dead, Blindspot, South Park, and hopefully The Gifted is actually a good X-Men show.
I do agree with him there because we just said there's some possible issues.
Yeah. Somebody named Dale Harris, who I don't know, said Walking Dead is a bag of shit. So... You are entitled to that opinion as well, sir.
You know what? We'll let him have that opinion. Here's why. Because I passive-aggressively let everyone have their Gotham opinions. Mm-hmm. So, okay. You know, it's not for everybody. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. And then our friend Joe said Star Trek Discovery and The Gifted among the new shows. And This Is Us and Designated Survivor of the returning shows.
Designated Survivor is a very good show.
And then there's some mocking of Inhumans between Joe and Russell.
Of course there is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there is.
So thank you guys for responding to that tweet.
Yes.
And we got to talk about the thing that we always talk about.
That I am totally prepared for. I have a whole spiel of stuff.
Okay. What is it? What are you prepared for?
A nerd eye candy of the moment.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I decided to break that up a little. So,
go for it.
Originally, we had made an agreement that we would not talk about things in the news. However, I think... This can break. You know what I'm going to look for. This is perfectly okay with Jenny if we talk about it.
Yes.
So I don't know if you are on social media and you've been on social media for the last week and a half at any given point, especially through the Irma situation that was really, really bad for some areas. Again, we do want to like reach out to those areas and say, if you are able to still listen, we are happy for that because that means you're okay. But with that – the Gainesville, Florida Police Department. And the way this came about is their sergeant, or the guy that's in charge of their Facebook, their, you know, public relations, was like, hey, send me pictures while you're working on things, you know, so we can post them. Well, the guys knew that there was a chance that this might be posted, but I don't think they thought anything about it. You know, they're just three, you know, officers doing their job. Mm-hmm. So it started with a group of three officers sending a selfie that they took into that public relations officer, and he then posted it on Facebook, which turned into a spiral of events that you must go read the comments. I think one of my favorite ones was Florida was already wet enough.
The thing about these police officers is they're insanely hot.
They are insanely hot.
Yeah. Like, ridiculous.
And, like, the two of them are married, and one of them's wife is just, like, completely, like, are you freaking kidding me? And the other one is, like, really shy and reserved, and he was saying, like, my wife is really private, and now she's got all these people tweeting her and emailing her and calling her, and she's just kind of embarrassed by it all. And I would, like, I wanted to be like, really, honey? Because your husband is hot. You should be like, yep, that's my husband. You know what I'm saying? So then from there, other members of the Gainesville Police Department decided to, you know, they kept asking for more pictures, obviously, throughout the weekend. And then a few more pictures rolled in of other police officers. Like, these guys have been in the limelight because they started it. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been interviewed by TV reporters and everything else. And so then another Gainesville police officer, which is also such a nice looking man. It just kept going. Like, so that the games, like all these comments kept flooding in about all these different Gainesville police officers. I'm telling you, I had a look at their Facebook page and I even commented and I asked the Gainesville Police Department. I was like, could you please tell me, is there possibly like a box on your guys' application that you check mark that says also could qualify as model? Because guys, I'm not kidding you. You go look at their page, they're older officers. They're female officers. They are all very pretty people. Like, there's everybody there is like, you've got really pretty ones, and then, but everybody there is nice looking. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like, everybody at that department is like nice looking people. Even if they're built like, you know, it doesn't matter if they're skinny or if they're larger, if they're average, like everybody at that place, and they're firemen too. I was like, what the fuck is in the water? We're moving to Gainesville. So it has escalated at this point. And then the Sarasota Police Department started it next and sent a picture to Gainesville and tagged Gainesville and said, we call you. Here's what we got. And I'm like, holy Hannah, what the shit? So then Knoxville Police Department out of Tennessee gets in on this, and then it has escalated, and then there's been another police department that as of today is also out of Florida, has got in on this, and it has started hashtag hot cops, hashtag battle of the PDs, hashtag hot men in uniform. Like, this thing has spiraled.
Well, so, you know, it's been difficult to be a cop lately, I feel
like. It has. So I am okay with this.
Yeah, it seems like something that we all just needed to be petty and shallow about for a little bit. And
I am okay. I mean, I have a show called Geek and Sassy where I talk about nerd eye candy for the last 15 minutes of each episode. Therefore, I think petty and shallow has reached, you know, to the world.
Yes.
It has reached. Because I was like, I wanted to be. What I really wanted to do, because Jenny and I have now created this hashtag, Nerd Eye Candy, and we use it on Instagram and Facebook, or Instagram and Twitter, and I wanted to be like, oh, this is on, we're going to bring this hashtag to Twitter. But I'm telling you, my Nerd Eye Candy are to those three gentlemen who began this whole insane process, and to all the other ones that have now come after, because like you said, I mean, being able to appreciate and be kind of petty and shallow and funny, because I'm telling you guys, you have to go read these freaking comments.
Totally worth it.
There's one like, it called him, it, like, they will call out specific people. The one is like, excuse me, this is 911. Yes, can you, I need assistance. Can you send them in teams? And there's other like there's like more tame ones where they're like hunkopotamus. I don't know. They are great.
Hunkopotamus.
Oh, Lord. I start using that. I start looking at Jerry and wiggling my eyes, going, "Ooh, you're a hunkopotamus." He'll be like, "What the fuck's wrong with you?" So,
oh, shit.
Yeah, this is actually going to turn into. It is now turned into, like I said, Battle of the Pewties, and they are all bringing forth what they got. There was a new one today that the guy, the detective in the front, his suit. See, there I go. I said more on
there
that later. But this has turned into there will be a calendar, and they're going to use the proceeds to benefit hurricane funds.
That's awesome.
Right?
Wonderful
so,
idea.
My nerd eye candy was a little less raunchy on my part. Maybe go read the comments. And then there's plenty of them. There's plenty of those. But like the one guy who was like, "I'm single and now I'm going to have to get a new phone number because my phone won't stop ringing."
Sounds like a good problem to have. I mean, honestly.
You have to know you're a police officer. There's some people you just don't want having your phone number.
Yeah.
But this is, I think it's a great thing to have in past events that we've dealt with. So shout out to the Gainesville 3 that started this, and shout out to all those that continue it, and just shout out in general to those guys for what they do daily.
Agreed.
It's a hard job. I grew up as a police officer's daughter. It's a hard job to have and to stay in, and you take a lot of shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
So taking this and having things like this, I think it's just fantastic. And I don't know. I was so excited to make them under candy.
You know, honestly, who I had in mind, I don't know if I've named him before.
Well, if you have, that just means you really think he should be in the segment. Okay. And if you haven't, then
maybe okay. Maybe you'll remember if I have or not. One of my favorite shows has come back for its final season, I think, on AMC called Halt and Catch Fire. And
I think I used him, but yes, go ahead.
Did you?
Please appreciate him some more. Please.
Lee Pace.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Do you know what I think he's the most adorable in?
What?
Pushing Daisies.
Oh, he is adorable. I feel like we had that conversation, didn't we?
It's okay, though, because I don't watch Halt and Catch Fire. I should, but I don't.
He's fantastic in that show. And he, in the because they do a huge time leap at the beginning of this season. And I'm
a lot of shows have done that lately.
Yeah. It works for this show because it's very tech-based. They're innovators in the technology field.
Okay.
And in the beginning, he has a ponytail.
Oh, my God.
That surprisingly does not look too bad because he's also Lee Pace.
He's had long hair in Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
I just didn't care for him.
Yeah. But he gets a haircut and, oh, good Lord. And he's his character is actually quite a bit more romantic, and he's in a relationship with my one true pairing for him, and that's Cameron. So they're together right now, and I'm loving it. And he has this amazing voice. His voice is like just velvet. It's just, oh, it is tremendous.
It's like those actors that you pick that you're like, I could listen to you narrate or say anything.
Yes.
And he falls in that list. He definitely falls in that list.
And if you haven't seen Halt and Catch Fire, you should really watch it. It's really, really great show. But I think that's it. Like I said, our next episode will be all CW, and we will have a special guest on that episode. And then the following show will be the Stranger Things episode, and we will have another special guest on that show. But past that, we don't know yet. We'll see. But you can follow us on Twitter at Geek and Sassy. I am at Jenny Cruz 2814 on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And Miranda's at Mom's a Nerd.
Always.
Also at Geek and Sassy on Instagram.
Yep.
And I'm going to plug Watchmen again because it just came out like 2 weeks ago. So if you haven't watched
Comic Book Theater,
if you haven't listened to Comic Book Theater yet, download it. Listen to it. It is so awesome.
It's fantastic. And I will go ahead and let you guys know there are some parts where if you are a person that listens to things with one earbud, you're going to think that something is wrong with your recording or that you are missing something. You are not. You are going to need both earbuds for some of this because, as you know, if you listen to audiobooks or different things, sometimes you need both ears to hear the conversations. For whatever reason, when they're in recording, sometimes things just happen that way. And you can't re-edit that out. It's just how it happens. So, during parts of Comic Book Theater, you are going to need both earbuds in. That is how you listen so that you can get both sides of the conversation. Otherwise, you're going to think that we didn't give you all of the information.
That is a very good PSA. I appreciate that. And we also have tons of awesome podcasts on Place to Be Nation.
Of course.
Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Sunday Groove with our friend David.
Which is a music one, so it's a little bit different.
It's a little bit different.
So check that out too.
All right. Well, that's it. We will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening.
And you're welcome for talking.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe I'm defective, or maybe I'm dumb. I'm sorry, so sorry for what I've done. Maybe I'm bad natured, or maybe I'm young. I'm sorry, so sorry for what I've done. And I'm the t-shirt.